Good evening and welcome to August 2022. What's going on? This is my first gig. This is the Saturday the 6th of August. I had choir on Tuesday. That was the first time? No, it wasn't. I don't know. Second. But I'm thinking this might just turn into a bit of a monthly thing, because that last episode was a while coming out, and I'm thinking, like, oh, it actually ended up fairly short, like 30-odd minutes, short for me. So I could have ended up, I could have done with leaving this little clip and shoving it on the end of that, but it just gets silly, because, I mean, like, lots of things overlap, and I can't really make every episode about a specific project, so... This month, August, we're looking forward to... Tonight is the first gig with The Limit, the wedding function band. It is a wedding. And then for the rest of this month, it's just my choir every Tuesday evening. And we've got a pub gig on the last Saturday of the month. So you probably won't get this until end of August, beginning of September, which is fine. There's not much happening. But I wanted to come in and just... update you on the prospects, job-wise. Things are changing, but still not settled. I think I mentioned I am now on the supply list for three of local authorities, Moray, Aberdeenshire and Aberdeen City. So I have no idea whether I'll be working full-time doing that sort of thing. But there is another job that came up, which I might have mentioned, I can't remember because I have a crazy crap memory, for an organisation called Drake Music, who are advertising for a freelance associate musician to basically work with them. Their organisation is all about providing access to musical activities for disabled people of all ages. They have a thing called the Digital Orchestra, which I don't know a huge about the amount about the organisation, except that they're very well respected. And I did have, when I was working on my first placement and I was doing the special needs support group work, one of the helpers there approached me because she recognised me from playing in Aberdeen Sinfonietta, and she works for Drake Music, and she asked if I would be interested in that sort of thing, and I said yes, because I think it would be awesome. And this job came up. There's two jobs, actually, one for Highland, but there's one for Aberdeenshire and Aberdeen City. As far as I know, it seems to suit me down to the ground in terms of skills. There's a lot of technology involved, there's travelling around involved, there might be a bit of online tutoring to do. The closing date is Friday the 12th, that's this next Friday coming up. So by the time this episode comes out, I might have a lot of news for you, because the advert for it said that there'll be a shortlist after the closing date of the 12th, and then whoever is chosen would be sent for 2 days training in Edinburgh, and then would have 10 weeks of on-the-job mentoring in the area that they're assigned to. So by the time this episode comes out, I may well be in a new phase of my career, I suppose. In any case, I'm down and registered now to start the master's course in January. That's kind of it, really. Everything's... as I say, the next gig after tonight is in 3 weeks' time at the end of August. Just my Tuesday night choir to focus on. So between now and then, it's a case of being ready to do whatever work I'm required to do, whether that be this Drake Music job or supply work when schools start back at 22nd of August, I think it is up here that they start. But a little bit of a breather to get my practice and teaching resources sorted out, so I don't know, by the end of this month I'm hoping to find myself extremely busy. and going into September, but we shall see. So I don't really have anything. I'm trying a new that's a first for tonight, actually. One of the products, I suppose you could call it, that we offer as a function band is the band playing the usual, which is a 4-hour stint with a half hour break in the middle, so it's about 3.5 hours worth of playing, which is a fucking long time. If you go to a gig normally, you'd be looking at an hour and a half to 2 hours. But so there's that. But then we also offer various extra things, like piano for the reception in the afternoon and that, and an extra hour of DJ-led sort of dancing at the end after the band's finished. So tonight is the first time that that's happening, and I'm the DJ. I'm being a DJ for the first time tonight. I've got my software sorted out. I've got my tracks that have been requested by the bride all loaded into it. I'm hoping it's going to go well. We'll just have to see. I'm looking forward to it. It does mean I'll be an hour later than the rest of the band, but it also means I earn more money than them. So, yeah, that's the first for tonight. And that's it, really. So I'm gonna grab myself a sandwich, packet of crisps, and a coffee. Fuck off. That was the other thing. I'm also taking along my... I've got a little four-track digital recorder thing, which I've had for years. It's a little Tascam thing. It's probably good for doing, like, for doing, like, sort of demos of stuff on, you know, if you're writing songs at home to take along to a band or whatever. It's probably good for that, because you can do overdubbing and stuff, but you can only record two tracks at a time. So I've thought what I'm going to try this time, because in the past I've been just recording clips on my phone, which is pretty good for a phone, but it's still, you know, it could be a lot better. I'm going to try and just do a stereo recording off of the mixing desk. Now, not everything goes through the mixing desk at every gig, but the mics are usually open. All the mics are usually open most of the gigs. So I'm just going to try it, just try a stereo recording from the desk. Everyone plugs into it, the bass. Drums, not necessarily. It'll usually have a kick drum mic, but to be honest, based on the experience at the last gig, the other mics pick up the drums more than too much sometimes. So it might be good, it might not. We shall find out. And hopefully, here, if it works, is a clip from that experimental recording. And hopefully, I might be able to get some stuff from it for a demo. It might not work. It might be totally shit. We'll see. But if it's not, if it's usable, then here is a clip from the recording straight off the mixing desk. Cue the music! Oh my god, well that was a new experience. I am absolutely sweating like a fucking pig, 1:15 in the morning. And tell you what, I get an extra 100 quid for staying an extra hour and doing the DJ set, but I didn't know I'd fucking work for it. The band had all fucked off by 1 o'clock, and 12 o'clock. They finished playing at about 11:30, and then I did an hour of DJ, and I've just packed up the rest of the gear, more than I would usually have, because they had to leave some lights with me. And normally, because I have the most equipment with the PA and everything, they all help me out once they've finished with their own, but not tonight. So I'm sweating like a fucking pig. That's my second workout today. It's all good for you though, isn't it? It'll keep me fit. If I want to keep doing this into my twilight years, if you, I don't know what you call them. Oh Jesus. Anyway, yes, my first DJ set. I enjoyed that. Very interesting. Some rookie mistakes where I lined up a track to start playing, got a really good join planned, and then hadn't swapped the mixer over to the other deck, so nothing came out, but I fixed it really quickly. They were all in good spirits, and I did some impressive transitions, even if I do say so myself. Ah, so for a first attempt, not half bad, I think. I shall endeavour to improve my skills. Although I don't know when the next one is, but I can do it, that's the main thing. Anyway, I'm going to fuck off and make my way home. 3/4 of an hour drive home, should be home about 2, and then I'll be up about 8:30, 9 o'clock, because we have a family games day tomorrow, 6 of us meeting up at my stepdaughter's house to play a game called Diplomacy, which is going to be awesome fun, I'm sure, with the in-laws. And then possibly on Monday I might be going up to Macduff Aquarium, but anyway, my brain's just gone. Night. I hope you enjoyed the clip. Oh yeah, the recording did okay, I think, for the first half. It ran out of a SD card room, but I just wanted to test it out, and it looked like it was working properly, so I should have played you something from the first half. Hope you enjoyed it. If it turned out shit, I apologise. I'm going now. Bye! What a pig's ear I made of that last episode, didn't I? I'm still on the way home. I'm still on the way home from the wedding gig. I've been listening to my last episode just to, I suppose, quality check, but it's a bit fucking late because I missed out a whole clip of me speaking before the Kaylee dance that got put on at the end from... Oh, what was that? That was from the Bankery show, I think. Yeah. So it's either sitting in my library on Anchor at the moment, or it's in my recycle bin, in my voice recorder, in my phone. I will try and sort that out. But if you've already listened to it, if you're an early listener, and it's just a fucking mess, I apologise. I'm going to go back and edit it back in. And also, I forgot to put the After Dark Network sting on the end as well, so a total fucking fuck up, but yeah, I'll go and fix it, don't worry. That was the other thing I wanted to also reassure you, my box of cables and microphones and stuff turned up in the end. It was actually at the pub that the guy got beaten up at, but because there'd been a gig on upstairs, it had been basically, we'd stood next to my cable box for about half an hour waiting for the police to give the drummer his phone back. It had been propping the door open while we'd loaded all the gear out, and then we left it there, but they didn't know if it was from us or from the people upstairs, so they put it back upstairs in the function suite, which is why the guy I went to ask about it couldn't find it. So it turned up anyway in the end, which is a relief. And that's it. I am going to now go, and I'll speak to you again sometime soon. Bye. So it's halfway through August, 16th, Tuesday the 16th of August. It's just after 9:30, it's 9:50. I'm on my way home from my, is it my third choir rehearsal of this month? It's a 5-week month for them. As I said, there wasn't much happening this month, so it's probably a month long episode. Thought I would drop in to just update you a little bit. Choir's going well. It's nice to be having quite a few rehearsals in a row without shows to interrupt. I do have, I think, 3 shows in the book now for the next academic year, and that doesn't include the ones that I normally get, so I'm expecting it to be quite a busy show year once the usual ones start coming in. What have I got? First is next month I'm doing The Wedding Singer. Then I think January, February time I'll be doing Greece. RIP Olivia Newton-John. And then in, I can't remember, sometime, there's something else. What I do? Oh, Back to the 80s, that was it. Back to the 80s. I can't remember when that is. It's sometime next year. But yeah, that should be fun. Jukebox musical, plenty of synth stuff, I expect. But I thought I'd pop in because I'm just having a fairly chilled and enjoying life time, really. It's a bit, I don't know, I wouldn't say, I'm beginning to get used to it now. I'm feeling more like a professional musician, and maybe it is mental, maybe it is psychological, in that now I've got a degree, I see it as, you know, I've got an excuse to actually say that I'm qualified to do it. But it's all bollocks, really, because it's down to what you can do, not what bits of paper you've got. But it just, I don't know, it's psychological for me. I feel like I've proved myself to myself, if you like. So what have I been doing? I have found myself in the last few days writing some stuff. The bass player with Crossfire, the pub band that I play with, who have all but disappeared in terms of gigging and stuff. I'm not sure. There is a gig in the book for Christmas. I don't know whether that's going to happen. But anyway, the bass player and I have in the past mentioned the possibility of doing some collaboration with some original songwriting stuff. And we even began to do that a couple of years ago, but we never really got anywhere with it. And there's this cat in the road. Jesus. Honestly. Yeah, I mean, I'm on the dual carriageway in the middle of Aberdeen, and I just had to practically do an emergency stop with traffic behind me because there's a cat just wandering aimlessly in the middle of the road, not giving a shit. Oh my God, and somebody, fucking hell, what's going on tonight? Somebody just pulled out on the roundabout in front of somebody. You're getting all the excitement tonight. What was I talking about? Fucking hell. Oh yeah, songwriting. So I think I found my mojo. I've been meaning to spend a bit of time just writing some stuff, and I've got into the swing of writing songs. And I actually missed it over this weekend, this last couple of days, but I've deliberately not like pushed myself because my daughter was over for a couple of days. And we basically watched some excellent music on telly. What was it? A couple of My Chemical Romance gigs and a Nightwish gig. Got pissed. We've been up in the loft today sorting out a load of her stuff from, because she moved out just before the first COVID lockdown. Basically spent a year in a flat on her own. I mean, I did go round occasionally as a I was a key worker anyway, because I was delivering pizzas, but it was kind of a errands of mercy, because, you know, mental health wise and you know, that whole bubble thing, managed to kind of pop round once a week with a pizza for her just to try and keep her sane. And we used to watch an episode of Buffy, but I'm kind of digressing here. Anyway, all her stuff's been shoved up in the loft. Well, not all of it, a load of stuff that she'd not had time to get across there at the beginning of the lockdown, and then got boxed up because it was in our way. So we've been sorting through a load of that. Just been spending some nice time with my family, really, which is what it's all about. So yeah, I just need to get practicing, doing some songwriting, getting my... Oh yeah, that was the other thing. I had a job interview yesterday, which was for one of the supply teacher jobs. All my colleagues on the teacher training course are going to be starting their probationary years next Monday. And I'm expecting to see plenty of messages on Messenger about their time in their induction scheme year. I've gone the flexible route, so I'm still getting sorted out. I've applied for these jobs, as I've said before, supply jobs and stuff. Still waiting to hear back from the Drake Music job that I applied for, working with disabled people. The closing date for that was only last Friday, so I'm expecting to hear back from that quite soon, because they want to get somebody trained before the end of August. Yeah, so I went for an interview to get on the supply list for Aberdeenshire, and the interview went well. I would hope, I'm sort of 90% kind of confident that I'll get on the supply list, but the only problem is that apparently there's a usually about a 4-week wait to get your PVG scheme disclosure through. So even though I might be getting on the supply list, I might not be able to start working for them until mid to late September at this rate. So because they've got to get the references in as well, dot the I's and cross the T's, as it were. So basically my summer holiday is kind of lengthening. Things are moving ahead. First, I'm a master's in January. I've got the funding in place, stuff. There's various, it's just bits and bobs, just pottering along really. But I'm in a fairly good place. I mean, money-wise, I could do with getting started working as soon as possible, but it's just the process, isn't it? It's, we'll just have to see how it goes. So, yeah, nothing concrete really, except things I've moved on slightly in that I've started writing some songs and I've had an interview. Everything else is just kind of plodding along, which is fine. I'm not in a hurry for being... I'm just aware that at some point the shit's going to hit the fan. I'm suddenly going to be... probably... I mean... from what I heard at the interview, they're quite short on supply teachers in Aberdeenshire. I've put myself down as general supply, which means I can do any subject. But, yeah, I'm expecting to find myself fucking busy at some point. But that could be a few weeks away. Who knows? So we'll just have to wait and see. I'm not too worried, though. We can limp along financially until then. It's just good to know that there is going to be... money coming in, especially with the energy price cap situation as it's going to be in October. I fucking hope I'm working by then, because yeah, well, loads of people are going to be up shit creek then, aren't they? So it's nice to see fuel prices coming down slightly, though. Managed to fill up the car on 100 quid earlier on, just about, almost, not quite, but just about. Well, that's it. I mean, I just wanted to say some shit because I haven't said anything for a while. So, yeah, halfway through August. So, really, it's just quiet, and I've got a pub gig with The Limit a week on Saturday. So, I don't know if I'll speak to you again before that. Possibly next Tuesday, because that's the next time I'll be in the car on my own. If I've got anything to update you on with the job situation. And or the songwriting situation. But for now, I shall say adios, and I'll speak to you at some point in about a week, probably. Tatty bye for now. Stay safe. Enjoy life. It's all good. Oh, just one thing before I go. Highly recommend a podcast for you. It's called Sound Affects, spelled AFFECTS. Episode 26... I listened to specifically because the lead singer with Embrace, Danny McNamara, did an episode covering mental health because he suffered from PTSD or something called Puro. I'd have to look up what that is. I have heard of it vaguely, but I'm not entirely sure what it is. Really moving episode, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be listening to a lot of other stuff from that podcast as well. So Sound Affects. Go and give it a listen, especially episode 26. Oh, that's the other thing. Yes, we're going to see Embrace again at the end of the month. Oh, and on Friday this week, Muse are announcing the dates for their UK tour, so I will definitely be getting tickets for that. That's about it, really. Bye! Same day. Oh yeah, I just remembered something else. Just to explain, you may have noticed an absence of an audio clip from the Limit gig that I said you might get, because I was trying out doing a recording through the mixing desk. But it did work, but the balance was kind of basically because the guitar and the bass and the drums are kind of loud enough in the back line for most gigs. What goes through the mixing desk is primarily the vocals and the keyboards, with just a little bit of boost on the guitar and the other stuff. So you couldn't really hear much of the rest of the band very easily. It was a really vocal and keyboard heavy mix. So I didn't bother putting that on. That was just to explain why you did not hear a clip of the Dash recording. But we're trying out different things and seeing what works best. That's it. And I am going to go away again now. Well, I wish I had something to tell you. I do have something to tell you. I've done fuck all. Well, no, I haven't. Shall I start again? Because I'm totally fucking this up. Basically, it's 23rd of August. I'm just on my way into choir. And I only just realised I had to have a look at my calendar to double check. But I haven't actually been out in the car. And consequently, I haven't left Inch, I don't think, since last Tuesday. So it's been a week. It wasn't even like being in lockdown, because although I suppose it might have been like when I was locked down as a vulnerable person, but basically because I'm just waiting for shit to happen. I've got a gig on Saturday with the band, thank goodness. That's just a pub gig, but it'll be something. And then 31st, at the end of the month, I'm going to see Embrace with the missus. There's choir again next Tuesday, but it's just waiting for shit to get through. I suppose I do have a bit of news in that I think last time I spoke to you, I had had the interview for the supply teacher post at Aberdeenshire Council. I got that job. I don't know if I told you that. Probably not, because I wouldn't have known last Tuesday. So I got that. So the only thing that was in my calendar was a pre-employment checks interview online that I had to do, which basically meant I just had to speak to somebody at the council on a virtual meeting and hold up my passport and my driver's license to prove that I was who I said I was, and that the documents I'd scanned through to them were the ones that I had and stuff like that. And I've applied for the disclosure update, so it's just waiting. I have today as well had an email inviting me for an online interview for the Moray supply post job, so that's like the next door authority where I was working for my second placement earlier in the year. All my colleagues that I was on the course with, or the vast majority of them, have started now. They're in their induction scheme year. They are they're out there earning. They're out there teaching in classrooms of their own. And I'm just... I mean, I've done a lot this week at home. I've been practicing every day, which has been unusual. I've actually been starting practicing guitar and drums, which has been nice, but piano and trumpet, my main instruments, I've been practicing those only like half an hour each a day, but that's because mornings I've been doing sort of choir arrangement stuff and sorting out my resources for teaching. I've got a drive full of stuff that I'd kind of copied and obtained from the mentors that I was on placement with their permission, obviously. It just needs sorting out. So, yeah, I've been doing a bit of that. I'm halfway through that. There's a lot to sort out. But, yeah, I'm just getting shit done. And that's it. That's fuck all else to say, really. I'll speak to you again probably on Saturday, because... That's when I've got the band gig. I'm going to try and get some kind of audio clip for you from that, because this episode is going to be really short, which is not necessarily a bad thing. But anyway, I'm going to go, drink my coffee, get ready for choir mentally, and that's it. Speak to you again soon. today, 27th of August, and I 7 o'clock in the evening, and I'm just setting off for an hour's drive down across some beautiful countryside to Royal Deeside. The Function Band are doing a pub gig tonight, which will be a bit cheaper than usual, so I'm not all dressed up, but I'm looking forward to it because I'm going stir crazy at the moment. Well, I don't know. I'm liking having the time at home to get fit and get practice done and get on top of admin and stuff. I've got all my resources sorted out for teaching this week, and fucking hell, they needed some organisation. Anyway, yeah, this is the last Function Band gig for nearly 6 weeks. Fortunately, everything else is going to be starting up again soon. My Monday night choir, I'm expecting to be starting in the next few weeks. My Tuesday night choir that I direct is going to be... did I say I was on my way to Ballater? Yeah, possibly. Yeah, Balmoral Bar in Ballater. It's going to be rich people and tourists, I would think. But yeah, looking forward to it. Anyway, where was I? Yes, still waiting at the moment for either my disclosure update to go through or my reference to be received by Aberdeenshire Council. Soon as they are, I'm sure they will be sending me out all over the fucking place to supply work. Yeah, I told you I got an online interview, didn't I? So, I mean, tonight is a gig. Great, I'm looking forward to it. Tomorrow, I'm going over to Aberdeen with Suzanne. That's my wife. My wife, by the way. To help my youngest, Elwing, packing up some of their stuff because they're moving out of the accommodation they've been in. Fucking hell, my cruise control's having a bit of a... bit of an argument with itself. Yes, to help them packing up some of their stuff because they have something called dyspraxia, which makes it quite tiring and difficult for them to do a lot of physical stuff. They get tired quite easily, so we're going to go and help with them with packing some stuff up because they're looking for they've been looking at new places to live for the next uni year, and I don't think they've chosen yet, so they may not be. Although their contract finishes at their old place on, I think, Tuesday or Wednesday, then Elwing and their boyfriend, they may well be moving out to our house for a few days again. It happened last year, and I think it was about 2 weeks. We're hoping it's not going to be that long this time, because they're fucking useless at doing washing up. But anyway, we'll get on to that. Yeah, so just marking time still. What was I going to say? Wednesday I'm going to be going to see Embrace. We had an email from the venue saying that they've... I think they must have been having difficulty selling the tickets because, well... The money situation for everybody at the moment, I think, is dire. Nobody really wants to spend, do they? Bit of a nightmare. As we speak, I think it was yesterday the price cap increase was announced. Yeah, just fucking hope I am working soon because, well, by the time that kicks in, hopefully I'll be earning a considerable amount more than I am now, so hopefully I'm finding myself in a relatively safe situation compared to a lot of people, but yeah, it's not an ideal situation. I see Enough is Enough for planning a National Day of Action on the 1st of October. I will, if possible, be joining in on that. I am in the EIS, which is one of the Scottish teaching unions. I think they're balloting. I'm not sure if they are doing strike action or they were balloting for it, but there's no doubt that's going to go ahead. There'll be strikes. So I'll need to find out whether or not I'm actually allowed to work when that happens, or because technically I'd be crossing the picket line if, even though I'm on supply, I'm still in a teaching union. So, yeah, but I'm okay. I'm a bit. I'm up and down a little bit at the moment. It's a combination. As I said, I'm really enjoying the time to work on some stuff, and I'm getting some songwriting done as well. So the routine of actually doing my regular exercise every day, I've got a timetable that I pretty much stick to now, and I'm getting stuff done. But at the same time, there's a downside to that, is that I'm not getting out and gigging and stuff, which is swings and roundabouts, isn't it? So anyway, I'm gonna go because I've got a coffee here, and I'm gonna enjoy the scenery on my way over to Ballater. What if the Queen will be there? Because it's not too far from. Nah, she's not gonna. What the fuck am I talking about? Of course she's not gonna be fucking there. It's a bar. Okay. Yeah, I'm making no sense whatsoever now, so I'm gonna fuck off. Speak to you again. I might try and get an audio clip from the gig tonight, and if I do, you will hear it next. Cue the music, maybe. just after 10 to 10 on Tuesday the 30th of August in the evening, and I'm on my way home from choir. It's been a relatively eventless month. Well, I don't know if I'm just taking things in my stride more, but next month's going to be a bit more interesting. But if I remember rightly, you should have just heard a song from the gig we did at Ballater, which was really lively, worryingly so. It's a small pub and I just get a bit nervous when there's people jumping around with pints in their hand and I'm playing a 3 grand keyboard that I really don't want to get bollocks up. So but it all went well, and we've been invited to come back and play there again. So today I have actually been asked if I would be interested in starting a new community choir in Inch, possibly in the new year, which is the village I live in. So that's a thing. Other potential things coming in, there was somebody's looking for a stand-in doing some vocal tuition on a Saturday afternoon occasionally. That came through from a friend of mine, connection of mine. Just things are gradually picking up. I'm just still waiting for my disclosure coming through. I'm expecting to be starting doing some supply work in a couple of weeks. So we're heading into September. I've got one more exciting thing to happen, which will be tomorrow night. Me and the missus going to see Embrace, which I don't think has sold as well as it could have done, because people just don't have money, do they, at the moment? But they've closed the balcony, which is, we had excellent seats on the front row in the middle of the balcony, but they've closed that, presumably because they haven't got enough people coming to the gig. So we're going to be in seats at the back of the stalls. But I shall finish off the episode with a song from that. I'll give you a listen in. That's usually an absolute belter of a gig, Embrace. I've been spoilt this week as well, because last Friday, the 26th, we had two new albums come out from probably two of our favourite bands, me and the missus. One was Embrace, How to Be a Person Like Other People or something. I can't remember the exact title, but it's on your streaming platforms. Have a listen to that. It's pretty good. It's really good. And the new Muse album, Will of the People, which I thought was very good. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get to see them unless they play in Europe sometime next year, because a couple of the gigs, I've got a gig on, or I've got a gig on the night before, so travelling is not really an option. But September, just a little bit of a taster of next month. There'll be a bit more variety in next month. I've got a show, but there's something I'm going to tease, which is a little bit different. If you're interested in having a look, have a Google of Aberdeen Sound Park, and a composer called Pete Stollery, Stollery, and you should be able to find some information about what I'll be doing in a couple of weeks' time. So September hopefully is going to see me getting into schools, earning some money, because we're all going to fucking need it, doing an unusual gig. I'm going up to Inverness to play a wedding in the afternoon next Saturday as well, and I'll be doing a show, the wedding singer as well. So far, keeping my choir going. My other choir that I accompany is starting back up, so it's all getting there, and I'm losing a bit of weight. I'm successfully keeping going with my fitness regime and not overeating too much, so I'm losing a bit of weight, feeling healthier, and getting a bit of practice done as well. Starting to build up some skills on very slowly. I want to get my guitar skills up, because I've been writing some songs and recording some bits and bobs this month, and I don't really know where to go next with it, because what I would really like to do is something with some kind of fairly heavy guitars on it. And it's really difficult to emulate that on a keyboard. A lot of other stuff you can get away with, even some strummed acoustic stuff. I've got some loops that I can use for that. But actual electric guitars played in the style that I want is, it's not convincing if you do it on a keyboard. So I'm gonna have to work on that so I can write the kind of music that I want to write properly. But that's it for August. That's another August over and done with. Yeah, that's it really. Enjoy a song from tomorrow night's gig from Embrace at Aberdeen Music Hall. I will see you, I'll speak to you again sometime next month. I don't know if it'll be a whole month episode or if it's getting a bit long. I might put one out before that, but at the very least you'll get an episode at the end of September, which will be September's summary. So enjoy this song from the Embrace gig, and I shall speak to you again in a little while. Cue the music.
Things are hard. podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.